USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Two civil rights icons are joining forces in support of immigrant children. Kerry Kennedy and Dolores Huerta have started a 24-day chain hunger strike. Huerta tells ABC News it's to send a message to the White House.
We want peace and justice right now, especially for all of those families that are escaping terror, escaping death, and coming here seeking asylum in the United States of America.
Kerry Kennedy, the daughter of Robert Kennedy, says they're demanding action to return the children to their parents.
You have 2,400 children that have been taken by the Trump administration, spread out to 15 different states. There's no apparent plan to reunite them with their families.
Speaking at the Nevada Republican Party convention Saturday, Trump called Democrats obstructionists on the immigration issue and said they're using the controversy to get an advantage in the midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
At the Nevada Republican Convention yesterday, President Trump stumped for GOP Senator Dean Heller, who's running against Democrat Jackie Rosen.
Wacky Jackie, that's what you want for your senator? She wants to raise taxes. And I think somebody said she's in Nevada right now campaigning with Pocahontas.
That's the president's nickname for Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The president credited Heller with helping get the biggest tax cut and reform in the history of our country. More than 700 homes have been evacuated in Northern California because of a wildfire. It's in Lake County. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox.
High heat, low relative humidities, some kind of offshore winds, and that all kind of created the perfect conditions for a 1,000-acre fire at this time that is 0% contained.
At least a dozen structures have been burned so far. They're calling in reinforcements. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities arrested a 19-year-old Canadian girl and kept her for 2 weeks after she accidentally jogged out of Canada and into the United States. Here's more with USA's Wendy King.
Sadella Roman had spent the day with her mother at White Rock Beach in Canada on May 21st, which is a legal holiday there. She said she saw no fences or signs on the beach and said it was an accident. An officer stopped me and started telling me that I had crossed the border illegally, she said. Roman called her mother, Christine Fern, in tears after she was arrested. The thing is that anybody can cross the border very quickly, her mother said. It's like a trap, because if we don't see a sign, you can cross the border very easily and be arrested. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson said her actions were still illegal, even though there are no fences or signs designating the U.S.-Canadian border. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Two San Diego police officers are hospitalized with gunshot wounds after a shootout last night. Police Chief David Nislett says they were shot when they opened the door to an apartment responding to a disturbance and fire call.
I have two officers hit with gunfire. I have one officer at one of the local hospitals in serious but stable condition. I have another officer at another hospital in stable condition. And the suspect is deceased here at the scene.
The chief hasn't yet said if the suspect was shot by officers or shot himself. At least one firefighter had to be rescued. For USA Radio.